Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. Today, I've got, one of my new BFFs. I can actually say that. I got Dr. Manjeet Gauba coming with us from Edmonton. Up in the Great White North in Alberta. And great to have you, Dr. Manjeet. Wonderful to see you.
Great to see you as well. And just a pleasure, Ron. I can't believe you broke me into this, but here I am.
Really curious. I know. And the reason I'm laughing, just for our viewers, I'm going to tell you a little about Manjeet in a second. But, we'll get on the phone and just have coffee. And it's kind of like we knew each other since elementary school kind of thing, and we just talk about all kinds of different stuff around chiropractic, inside, outside, all this different stuff, which you're going to get to know the depth and breadth of this man, but also his heart. So let me give you a little bit of a clue about Dr. Manjeet. Graduated in 2000 from Southern California, from LACC, then went straight back to Edmonton because that's where he's from, and went right into practice. His father was an entrepreneur and just felt like, you shouldn't work for anybody. That's sacrilegious. That's a sacred cow. Work for yourself. And that's exactly what he did, and opened up his practice. And then as he went through, and what he's been doing for the last, 25 years or so, 24, 25 years, is he's really built something amazing in chiropractic because he's an entrepreneur. Just like his father, but he's put together something called the chiropractic office is called Divine Spine, and there's 23 of them throughout Canada and the U.S. The footprint that he's doing is just amazing. How he has it set up is just so intricate, and he totally understands the business model and how to make things happen, which we'll get into today. He's also, been in businesses, still is in businesses. He's in real estate, started off with apartments and things like that. And actually started off with strip malls and things like that. And now he's into, developing apartments. Also, though, has been involved in restaurants and all kinds of other things. But his heart and his passion is in chiropractic. And that's what I love, because we just talk philosophy whenever we're around each other. But I asked him today to bring some different stuff for us because, Manjeet, let's face it, you're a student of life, and you're constantly learning. And by the way, you were the very first clinical psychologist / chiropractor. Is that correct? In Canada?
I was licensed. Well, absolutely. I was licensed as a chiropractor as well as a psychologist in Alberta. And that was a unique place to come from. And the reason why I pursued it was primarily because how much we talk about in chiropractic about the mind-body connection,
Yeah, but were you the first with those double degrees that we know of?
I know of for sure. When I try to claim these things, I wonder if there's somebody fact-checking in the background.
I know. That's why I'm a disclaimer.
Yeah, if I spoke like a certain politician, I could totally make those embellishments.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you are the first and the only one. I'm just teasing you.
Sure, let's go.
I know. But I wanted to say this because probably out of your greatest work and all the things that you've achieved in your life, and what you will continue to achieve, I think probably I know for you the most nearest and dearest is your family, your Absolutely. Mom, is still with you. And every day you have coffee, every morning you have coffee with her because I've caught you during coffee time. And, and then your wife, Rena, who's just an incredible woman. And then your two sons, Aman, he's a CPA, right? Then Amit, who is, who's in second year at Life West. And we're honored to have him. In fact, he might be one of the youngest students we've ever brought into the program. I think he started, was he 18 or 19?
Yeah, he was 18 when he started school. It was, he knew what he wanted right away. And then, he met you and Mary, and who wouldn't fall in love with the idea of being hanging around you guys?
Well, I wish my kids got that message. They didn't. Hey,
Well,
dude, let's
mine
do
left
this.
me for you,
I
so.
know, I know. Let's do this. I really want to just I want to dive into something with you because I know
Sure.
you know, I just on the business side because I love your business mind because you're always looking at new ways of doing things, but you're also always do it with the chiropractic principle, you know? And that's what I love. You always do it from the inside out. You do it with our principle of giving, doing, loving, and serving because that's, you know, just who you are in your nature. And you know, I know that your latest, you know, foray of having fun and thing has been AI, right? You know, artificial intelligence. And I just want you to talk with our viewers just about what you see around AI and especially, you know, how this relates to chiropractic. I mean, obviously you've got 23 offices that you're putting, that you experiment a lot of things in. To share with us what you got going on with that.
Well, this is going to be a game changer. Everything that we know of, the way it stands right now, is going to shift, and it's going to be a massive shift. Whether you're searching for a chiropractor online, used to be the Google search that came through before. I don't know, Ron, but did you ever talk to chiropractors? They used to do these screenings, right? And yeah, and same here. So that was a great way. Then there was an addition to it where we would do dinner with the doc, we would do lunch and learns, we would get out into the community, and that's what we did. And then things started to shift online. Like, look at what we're doing right now. This is happening. Yeah. So as this was moving along, when the internet came, it was a huge shift. And I think this AI here is going to be the next big shift in any business, chiropractic being a business as well. There's an economics to our profession that we don't like to face up to, but sometimes. But that's going to shift, like how productive we're going to be, whether it's in the diagnosis area. You take a look at people like Dr. Deed Harrison, right? And he's involved in, for example, like posture companies like this, and they're when you're marking up X-rays. A very simple thing to do used to be where we take it, the solutions, then we became digital. And now in our clinics, like we use AI to actually review the images and mark up how much variance there is from the natural normal curve. Saves us a ton of time. I look at the way that the team interacts, and now AI's assistants are going to be able to handle some appointments. What's the best conducive way to plan our schedules? As an example.
And I have to tell you this, most people don't, whether they know it or not, you know, if they have a website and if they have a chat version on their website, they have AI. I mean, you know, all those bots are just AI, right? But I love the idea what you're talking about because, you know, I mean, a lot of people get a little freaked out because they think, oh my gosh, well, we won't have to have any employees whatsoever, you know, kind of deal because AI can do it all. But the beautiful thing about chiropractic is that we'll always have employees. We'll always have somebody loving and greeting the people coming in and the chiropractor serving, right? And so that, do you ever hear the book Megatrends? It was written in the 80s, maybe 70s. Megatrends, I can't think of the two authors, but the tagline on it was high tech, high touch, meaning the more high tech that comes into the world, the more high touch people are going to be craving. And, you know, it goes along so perfectly with what we're talking about because isn't that what AI, you know, AI is so high tech.
Yeah, and we also have to look at it as how to bake it into the strategy for our growth as a profession. But if you aren't looking at the profession as a whole, at least your own practice. Like, where are the productivity tools? How many touch points can we have? And how do we analyze ourselves and our relationships with our patients, right? There's a story about Netflix, and when Netflix was killing it in the DVD business, right? It was just the leader, and the board had a meeting and said, "Okay, who's gonna beat us?" And it was very obvious that the streaming business was going to be the demise of Netflix. So they said, "Well, why don't we compete against ourselves?" So Netflix created its own competition, but then kept them separate. So it did not let the DVD people let you know come into the into the meetings for the streaming service. And why that was because the DVD people did not want things to change. That's where their revenue was. They just wanted to keep those cows sacred, like you said. So in the background, I think about us as chiropractors, and I wonder if, you know, how capable of change we are and keeping an open mind. For example, in my clinics, like, we use instrument adjusting. That's all we use. Do you know how much crap I would get from some old school chiropractors? Do you know the word literally means, yeah, you know, by hand? And here I am using instruments.
Yeah.
And so you know.
But what you do, though, what you do is you keep it consistent.
Absolutely.
You keep it that they can go anywhere they need to go to. There's a market, like your, it must be your avatar has got to be a certain, you know, segment of our population that that fits for, even though anyone can do that, you know, any patient can walk in. I mean, that's what it's about. And they're still getting the high touch, though. Even
though
they're getting an instrument adjustment, it's being delivered by a person, and they're still having that interaction, because that's what the high touch is. It's that interaction, right? I mean,
yeah, and it's, one could argue, a heightened interaction, because you're not looking at the minutiae, or, you know, there is an art and skill to adjusting it. You know, my son is learning it at your fine institution, but at the same time, the idea of being able to educate, being able to create the experience around it, like you said, is huge.
Yeah.
And if you look at also the value proposition for, at least in my world, is not just the patients, not just the people, the practice members that we want to serve, but also the chiropractors. Like, I came across a study that said 67%, 66.7, so almost 67% of chiropractors got injured in their first 5 years of practice.
Right.
Primarily patient positioning, adjusting, and the longevity too, right? Like, chiropractors physically burn out, mentally burn out. We've got stressful jobs too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so true. It's so true. But you know what? What amazes me, like, especially with the AI world that you were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
Is when we start to look and see what we can do. And when you're talking about Netflix, the
yeah.
group that didn't think it would ever happen was Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And so Blockbuster, they actually started to go digital, but it was way, way at the end, and no one needed them anymore. And literally, Wayne Zuniga, you know, who started Blockbuster, he just missed it, you know. And when they asked him, I saw this thing about when they asked him, you know, he thought, oh, I thought that everyone was always going to keep their DVDs and their DVRs and stuff like that, right? And man, he missed the boat. He didn't keep up. And I think as chiropractors, I believe, and I in my heart of hearts, that especially our young chiropractors coming out, and people have been out for 10 years, 15 years, and less, you know, they're just waiting for this stuff to happen. You know,
yeah.
I mean, literally, wait, I've got two daughters and they have separate practices, obviously, one in Phoenix, I've got three daughters, but one in Phoenix and the one in San Diego, both doing phenomenal. And they don't have staff. They don't have any employees, you know?
Well, in our clinics, what we're trying to, like, just as an innovative touch is just in the beginning, just the staff training, for example, like, we've got these multiple offices. Why don't we train our own AI model, train it for our best practices. And when we onboard a new staff member, or, you know, as things are changing, it can coach them, because a lot of the intelligence that, like, how we want things done is baked in. And these chatbots, these, you know, ways of doing things, it's fabulous. And even for patients, and eventually for chiropractors, like, there's a, you know, then you can actually see, okay, here's the information. And it's easily readily acceptable through a what they call LLAM, like a language model, right? Mm-hmm. And then when the information is there, now our job becomes, as human beings, if you will, to connect and ensure that they're able to, you know, that they've learned it, right? Like, so building that community.
Great. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when you look at this stuff and you look at building communities, right, and you look at what we do best as chiropractors, right, you know, correct subluxations, take care of people. And by doing that, everything is around building community, right? That's what it's
yeah.
about. That, that you get referrals because you build community. You know?
And it's going to be way more important now because there's no, you know, your stream of leads online for patients are about to change again. So, you know, how the screenings were not as efficient then, and the lunch and learns and all these things, and then the online searches and then things in the meta universe, if you will. The next phase is going to be about building communities, and we are going to have to be adept at it and understand where we need to get to with sharing our principles and information and again where we stand.
Yeah, and I think the other piece around it is this, and this is I'll take, you know, full responsibility if I'm wrong on this. It's just a thought, but you know, when you talked about sharing our principles, it's really what people want to understand. It's what people really want. And this is what I saw in my practice, right? They really, you know, they would come in for 30 years, you know, and I'd ask them, why did you start coming? You've been here for 30 years, Mary? You know, why'd you originally come in? And they go, oh, I don't know. Let me think. And they have to think about it. Why do you continue to come? And they go, this is my community. I love how I feel, but I can go anywhere, but this is where I want to be. And this is, you know, what I want to do. They want, you know, they get the chiropractic lifestyle, right? And that is, that's the community that you talk about.
Yeah. And building that is going to get a lot easier for all of us too, because of these digital modes. Like, look at this conversation, you know, it's going to reach thousands of people, and then they're going to be like, okay, people like me are around asking and wondering the same things, like, when, you know, as the world changes, because we haven't even reached the robots yet. Right. and all of those things. So like you said, the touch points are going to be tremendous, but disseminating them for us is a lot easier now.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And I don't know, I mean, you have any idea, you know, besides, like, you know, front desk modules and you know, chat boxes, and like, I love what you talk about.
Yeah.
You talk about developing, I mean, analyzing x-rays and doing that stuff, and, you know, things around postures and things like that. Any other things that you've had a glimpse of what's coming down the road for chiropractors?
Yeah. So I'm also working with a manufacturing company on how we deliver adjustments. So, you know, there's sensors, there's all these things where we're able to analyze how stiff a joint is. Right. Mm-hmm. And so a stiffness, like if something is stiff as a board, that could be like an arthritic joint. Right. And then if it's mushy and boggy, it's like an inflamed joint. Mm-hmm. And so we should be able to get readings off of these things and then delivering the adjustment with an instrument that has an AI built into it is here. It's, you know, we're working as one of probably many companies to deliver that model to chiropractors. Because the principles that we talked about are still there, right? Mm-hmm. We're here to restore function to the nervous system. We're here to restore motion to, you know, a joint that's not moving properly. That's fabulous. However, let's get this more precise. Let's get this, you know, consistent. And also, frankly, one thing that, you know, people don't know about me is I wrote a book called It's Hard Work to Be Lazy. So, you know, why don't we get more productive about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said about the AI, where you can not just be precise in what you're in the location, but with AI, you can be precise in the force.
Yeah.
In what you're delivering. So they get exactly what they need, or you can tell right away from feedback, and then be able to do the minimal to get the maximum result, right? I mean, it's really what we're all striving for anyways, you know. I love it, man. I love it. Well, talk to me about this, because I want to move into, like, you know, the economics of it. Because, listen, I mean, you're a gentleman, you know, you've got 23 practices, you know, you've been in multiple businesses, still doing a lot of fun stuff, you know, in chiropractic, outside of chiropractic, you know. How do you see, like, when you look at it, and you've got a really good business mind, when you see the economics of chiropractic, you know, and I know that, I think all of us know that chiropractors are, you know, we'd rather serve than think about our economics, right? We'd rather be in an office taking care of people than knowing, you know, what our ROI is and exactly what our KPIs are and what we need to do to, you know, to get our spreadsheet to look differently. What are you seeing? Like, what are some of the challenges that you see that we have, or some of the ways that we can overcome these challenges? And, I just want to just pick your brain on that.
First off, like that is a very important question for anybody listening that's in chiropractic or about to be in chiropractic, because I love talking about economics, and my education is not just from my own business mind, but also honestly, being a son of amazing entrepreneurs with my mom and dad, like you said, family's a huge value to me. And then being married to a CPA that runs, hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses. She's a genius in her own right. Then I got another son who's in the CPA, and then the one that, is loaned out to Life West also has a keen mind. So I have to answer to a lot of people in my family when business is being discussed. I think it's a great time to be a chiropractor, because if we get our numbers, I don't want to say right, but if we really create a keen awareness of our numbers, like you mentioned KPIs, you mentioned, whether it's EBITDA, like what our earnings are, our gross margins are, what our cost of acquisition of a patient is, and our lifetime value of a patient, or, these things, these very basic numbers that frankly are easily searchable, these words that I used. If we get these nailed down, there is a lot of interest in our model in private equity. Private equity firms, for example, like private equity, I think in 2002 was I think a $2 trillion business. Now it's going to be 26 trillion in 2024. Like, it is ridiculous. And whether we like it or not, these corporations in countries like Canada, the US, world and worldwide, like in Mexico, in India, they're looking at healthcare as a place to get involved, okay? And they are going to be coming into our clinics, and they're going to be asking, Joe Chiropractor, okay, how well are you managing? And the guys that manage and the women that manage these businesses well are going to be rewarded.
And I think that people might right now be saying, in the audience might be saying, yeah, I don't think they're coming to my office. And you'd be surprised. I mean, you'd be surprised what they're looking at. I mean, most people don't understand who's buying all the real estate in the world right now, right? And especially in the States and in Canada, right? And they see the future of what's going to happen with that. They shape the future. And like you said, healthcare is a it's probably in the top five on the targeted, on the big target list, right? The big game, animal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, healthcare is huge.
Well, I looked at my own company, right? And I'm an abundant person, like every chiropractor is. Like, we're not in the scarce world because we just don't live in a Newtonian universe, right? So in that aspect, I look at it, and for example, with Divine Spine, we have tech, we have entrepreneurship, and we have healthcare, and we call it like our trifecta. And I think every if you're a chiropreneur, then you have to look at what these things are. And like you said, the moment you're in practice and owning a business and you're at a few locations, they're going to come for you. They're going to talk to you. They're going to want to know more. I was at five locations, and in 2016, private equity firms were talking to me, and we were just like, hey, this is not our gig, but they helped me learn a lot.
And I think our audience needs to know this, that really what they're looking at is not what you look like on the outside. They want to know what it looks like on the inside. It could look pretty on the outside, and it could look all dolled up and dressed up, and everything looks great. Everybody's smiling, but that's not what they're looking for. They want to know your statistics. They want to know how you're running. They want to know, do you know what you know, so to speak, and that's what you were talking about earlier. And I think that we got to tell the chiropractors that it isn't hard. It's
No.
not hard. I mean, it's a we're talking about it could be, listen, I stepped into a 20 plus million dollar a year business, at the college, and it's like, it's there's a lot of moving pieces, 200 to 180 employees, a lot of moving pieces around it, but Once you get your bearings and you understand it, and you understand what I understood what my job was, right? And that I have people doing other jobs, and you're able to not even delegate. They do what they do, what the reporting structure looks like, and then be able to sit with the CFO and have them share what they're supposed to be doing, and everyone else, it's not that difficult, but it's like anything else, seeing the patients for the very first time was certainly difficult, but after you see hundreds and hundreds, it's just kind of like it's just what you get used to. But I think you hit it on the head. And I do want to ask you a question because I think that as we grow in chiropractic, and chiropractic is growing, I mean, our profession, the amount of people seeking chiropractic is growing. I mean,
Yeah,
and
huge.
the pandemic, that little puppy, really, kind of slingshotted us, right? Because, as your offices were probably busier than ever during that time period. And it's because people were finally looking for, an answer to something. And it wasn't about neck pain and back pain or headaches and that stuff. It was about immunity. It was about having the body function better. We have to be prepared, right? Like how. When you look at your 23 clinics, because you can do a lot of you have an opportunity to do a lot more longitudinal studies and be able to look at stuff than most people with one office, two offices, maybe, I mean, you got 23, what give me like a couple common denominators that you see that are kind of, moving you forward at a nice pace.
The client acquisition is getting easier because, like you said, the conversation around chiropractic has been better. Like the negative brand equity that we used to have because of, and I won't get into the politics of it or how it was, but that dialogue is much better. I think that in the background, the pain epidemic is still continuing in and people want answers. We're continually looking at holistic things. So really short, easier to get a new patient, right? What is challenging is the PVA. Maintaining the PVA is a challenge because people, their attention spans are shorter. You have to consistently be engaging, consistently be new, what's going on. There needs to be a little bit more of that. This, I don't know what the kids call doom scrolling or something. Like, is that where you like just keep going? Attention span. And that's old news. Everybody knows that on this conversation, whoever's going to listen to it, they go, yeah, you're not telling us anything we didn't know. What I think there's, people have to get out from the optics of how a practice has to look. They have to get really condensed in their model as well. Don't try to lease large spaces. Because of the digital world, you can get away with a little fringe locations too and do really, really well. You can target high profit margins, and create wonderful experiences through that. And I also find that chiropractors don't charge enough. There's a lot more price elasticity than like there's times when I've considered buying other people's practices, and me and you have chatted offline about this, but people don't realize that they're like people are willing to pay, patients are willing to pay more, and chiropractors, because of whatever belief system they have.
No, I get it. I get it. I had a conversation, maybe 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, my youngest daughter was up here. She spoke at one of our discovery nights. And so we went for dinner. She stayed with me. Mary was over at our other daughter's house, who was delivering a baby around that time period. And so me and my youngest daughter got to spend time, and I got to ask her questions. I never ask them about their business. I mean, I want my relationship to be with them about dad, daughter, life, all that kind of stuff, right? So I don't ask them any questions around it, just as long as, are you happy? Are you doing good? That kind of thing, right? If they ask me questions, no problem. But we got to talk, and it was really cool. And I got to ask her, I said, well, what's your average fee? And when she told me her average fee, I mean, it, much higher than I ever had. I will tell you that, much higher. And I was so happy to hear it because of the value that was held there. But man, gee, it wasn't the number that kind of like really sparked me. It was how she said it. how she held that, the value that she had in that. You know, she could have said it's $300 in adjustment. She didn't say that, and our visit, and I would have been like, I wouldn't have cared about what the number was. She held it so strong, you know, and it's so cool. And people pay it. I mean, people pay it, and that's what we have to realize, that the block is between our ears, right? You know, the inches that are there. Instead of, it's not them, it's us, you know. And then you start attracting those people who are right there.
And that whole tennis match that we have inside our brains with price and value is there, right? Chiropractors think of the price, they don't think of the value. And when they present to their patients, they're never presenting value. They're not stacking these things. They're just like going right at the price. And you know, judge your experience, judge what you're trying to do, and go from there. And this is where I've seen in the multitude of practices is I'm able to demonstrate to the other people, like, okay, look, like if we can do it here, we can do it here. And that's easier. And it's amazing what's between the ears. Still influences a lot of that, right? So that's a constant theme.
Isn't it? Isn't it? And that's where the adjustment needs to take place, right? Above Atlas,
Yeah,
you know?
that's right. It's above the atlas for sure. And even my world, like, you know, when I look at strategy, I'm curious, I'm learning, talking to people such as yourself, right? Like there's you know, I'm curious all the time, like, okay, where can we take this? What can we do? Where are we most successful? And where have we taken the, you know, where have we taken the challenges on?
And the bottom line, it always comes down to the purpose, the why, and it's how do
Yes.
we create a healthier world, right? How do we get more people, you know, in the right place at the right time under chiropractic care, so that we can allow people to just, you know, exhibit their potential? And when we really own that, boom, all this other stuff,
Everything clears up.
we just put the pieces in, man, it just goes and flies, you know?
Yeah, well, purpose is going to be a big pillar, right? And so one of my mentors always gave me the four pillars. He said vision, focus, systems, and team. And I think that vision, you know, I think you were at the wave that when you spoke, and it was a beautiful presentation, and you talked about II and AI, and it kind of left me you know, inspired with that, right? And so it was the first time, by the way, I heard it. So I'm going to give you credit for that. And so in the background, like I look at it and say, okay, there's the vision is still going to come from the chiropractor, and that's not going to come from a, you know, an AI. That's going to be, you know, innately driven. The systems are going to be changing for us. The focus is going to be enhanced because we're going to be more productive, right? And the team is going to be better educated. Because they're, you know, the base with which they have the information is going to be stepping up.
Dude, you know what? It is so exciting. We all know as a profession, we got work to do, but every profession has work to do. But what's in front of us makes it so much easier, right? On one hand, and yet so much more responsibility on the other to just get the work done, you know, just like get out and do it, you know, because it's so easy now. It's like what, you know, what the book.
Yeah, hard work to be lazy.
And it is, dude. It takes more energy to be lazy and sit on the couch thinking about going to the refrigerator than just getting up and going to the
Get
refrigerator,
up, go
dude.
do it.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. Man, Gene, we've hit our witching hour. It's been a pleasure, man. I just love talking to you. I love what you dropped. You know, there's so much stuff that we can go into. You know, we'll put the thing, we'll put your websites and different, they can just kind of see what's going on with Divine Spine and other stuff on the, you know, in the video. But I just want to thank you. You know, I mean, I'm going to tell the audience, and you are a very humble human being, and I so admire that. And you know, we did a dinner in Edmonton, I want to say about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I'm not exactly sure. And Manjeet just personally had, I think it was 16 or 18 prospective chiropractic students at this dinner, along with parents. I think the whole tribe that came, I think we've, you know, besides everybody else, well, it was standing room only in that restaurant. It was crazy. And I think you had probably close to 30 people there. Just thank you. Thank you for your love for the profession, and for, I know you do a lot better and when we talk about, economics and a lot of other areas, than in the profession, but you never leave the profession and you're always in the profession. And when I say in it, you are in it, thank you, man. Thank you. And thank Rena because, she's right there with you. So thanks, brother. I love you and appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And to our viewers, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, week in and week out. We drop these leadership lines every other week. And the opposite weeks, we do our Life by Life West with myself and my boss, Dr. Mary Oberstein. You just by you guys sharing these, and I promise you, there's someone in your universe or multiple people, that you're buddies with, and that you've got your girlfriends with, and that need to hear some of this stuff, right? And we didn't give the answers per se, but they have to know the questions before they can even get the answers. So, yeah, please, if I'm so happy that you're sharing these and they're going all over. I've been traveling a lot lately. I was in India recently, just got back about 3 weeks ago, and somebody said to me, "Oh, wow, I watch your webcasts." And I was like, "Really?" It's so crazy how the message spreads. So keep spreading the message of chiropractic. Keep loving those people around you. And most of all, keep remembering how powerful you truly are, because all of us are much more powerful than we were ever led to believe. And what we have available within us is so strong that we will make a difference in this world. All we have to do is get off the couch and make that happen. And I know you're doing that. So until we come at you again with another episode of our Life West Leadership Line for Dr. Manjeet, myself, and we just want to say thank you, and we'll bid you adieu and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.